time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
So much to talk about in the world of real estate. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. Good morning.
Good morning. Wow, it's going to be a scorcher today.
It is indeed, and a hot weekend ahead, but a hot time in real estate as well. And you guys have been involved. We've got one more week of Music in the Vines.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, it's a five-week thing. It's a Melrose Vineyards every Thursday for the last 4 weeks. Last night, we had acoustic blend, a really good pasta meal. Served by Melrose Vineyards. The last one is going to be next Thursday at 5 o'clock, although people seem to show up about 4:30, but it starts at 5. Usually food is the music starts at 5. The food's usually about 5:15, 5:20. So if anybody's interested in going, contact us at Oregon Life Homes and we'll get you on the guest list. Are you going to be there next week?
I am going to actually be there next week. So yeah, looking
All
forward
right.
to that.
Great.
Yeah, and let's talk about real estate now. One of the things that you guys do, you focus a lot on education for your agents, but also I understand you've got some classes coming up for the public.
Yeah, we've been working on these for quite some time. We have two classes coming up. One is going to be an investor class. So this class is going to be for anybody that ever thought about, you know, buying a rental or buying an office building and, you know, leasing it out, any type of real estate investment or even buying a bare lot and building on it. And we're basically going to go over the details of what it takes to get your first investment property and all the different types of investment properties you can do. Most people think when they think investment properties, they just think of buying a house and renting it out. But there's so many more different ways to do it, even ways to do it with where you don't have to put down the 20% like a normal investment loan. There are ways to do it for no money down and even for 3.5% down. Lots of different options. Excited about that one. And then the first time home buyers class, which is something we'll do probably once a quarter, so every few months, is just going to educate people. We'll have lenders there as well to talk to people about credit and things they can do to boost their credit score, different types of loan programs and those kind of things. Once we actually have the dates nailed down, we'll announce them on here.
Very good. And where will they be held at?
They're going to be held at our new office. So one of the reasons we wanted to get a new office is so we have more space for this type of event. You know, we can have a big area where we can fit about 40, 50 people. The investment class, though, actually is going to be, we're partnering with the with Marcos, the owner of the Parrot House. So the investor class is going to be held there, and it'll be catered, and there'll be lots of, you know, goodies and food there as well as good information.
Very good. So let's talk about the local market. How are things looking right now?
Yeah, it's funny because I follow the interest rates. Last week we were at 6.02%, and that's exactly where, for interest, that's where we're at right now. But if you just look at that, though, that's, interest hasn't changed. It did change. It just came back to the same point where we were at last Friday. So the rates kind of went up. It was about 6.02 7 days ago. They went all the way up to 6.22 and then slowly marched their way back. So they're right back where they were at a week ago. So that's interest. Our active inventory went up a little bit, but within the realm of, as they've been doing the last 60 days, we had 348 active homes in Douglas County last week. Today we have 360 active homes. And that's because we had 31 new listings in the last week and only 22 of them. That's a really low number, 22 pendings in the last 7 days in Douglas County. So our active inventory went up because more houses were on the market than got accepted offers. So, our price dropped. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I was just noticing that for the current, last few weeks, as I'm around different parts of the area, we had a lot of homes, kind of your middle class price point that, 3 months, 4 months ago were going very quickly. And I see that homes are not moving as fast right now, generally.
No, absolutely. In fact, you know, that sweet spot that we talked about a few months ago of the 300,000 range and especially under that, there's actually 103. So a third almost of our houses for sale are under $300,000. So that was, yeah, those houses were not sitting at all. And one way to gauge your, here's an easy way to gauge your real estate market. When you start seeing how for sale signs leaning in the yard, that means your real estate market is slowing down. That sign's been there a while.
Oh, that's a good...
And I'm seeing lots of leaning signs.
That's a good way to keep track of it. Well, and obviously, even in a faster-paced market, higher-end homes generally take longer because there are less people looking for them.
Yeah, absolutely, especially, you know, in our area. You know, you also asked a really good question either last week or the week before. You asked, well, what if there's a really big high-end home that sells? Is that going to skew your numbers for your average sale price? Our average sale price right now is around $340,000. So I said, not really, because there's so many selling. But now that we're getting less and less selling, and a $3.3 million home just closed yesterday. I mean, it was a big property. It wasn't just a home. But that took our average sale price for September from $320,000 to, let me look here real quick, to $448,000. One house, one property. But it is still early in the month. You know, we're only 9 days in, and we have another 21 days for that to kind of average itself out. But, yeah, to answer your question, as we get lower and lower sales, yes, those big sales can definitely skew what your average number is. So when you have big sales like that, you want to look at the median home price rather than the average home price. So if you look at the median right now, it's only $307,000 for sold properties this month. So $448,000 for average, $307,000 for median. That's quite a difference.
You know, you talked about having the first-time buyer class, and I was thinking that I wish that had been around when we bought our home, because there were so many questions, and even though, you know, we both had studied it a bit, we were in our late 20s, but it, or maybe a little bit older than that, actually, but, you know, there was just, it was so daunting, and it seems like this opportunity to get that kind of information is going to be really helpful for people who want to kind of test the waters.
Absolutely, and you know, the average first-time home buyer is 32 years old, and so there is no age. Even if you're 55 years old and you haven't been, or you just need a refresher, yeah, there's going to be valuable information. I also wish that I was this class was around when I was buying my first house too. A lot of mistakes were made back then, and I had an agent that didn't know a whole lot, not her fault, but anyway, yeah, this class is going to be very valuable. Even if you're not ready to buy a house, but you're thinking about buying one in the future, I think it's a good idea to go, because the lenders are going to talk about this is what you need to do with your credit to get ready to buy a house. Even if it's 2 years, 3 years down the line, here's some things you can do now so that your credit is ready. And of course, the higher your credit, the better your credit is, the lower the interest rate you're going to pay, which is really coming into play right now.
Absolutely. And as we run out of time, give folks your contact information.
Yeah, our new office, 603 Southeast Jackson, downtown. And our phone number is 541-391-4945, or just Google Oregon Life Homes.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.